And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, that's not quite accurate. This is the mayor of Prescott Valley, Kel Palaguta. It's November 19th, and we got a special guest today. We're going to have the new chief of police, Steve Roser, in studio talking to us. And we're also going to get some updates from Parks and Rec, so please stay tuned. We got some really exciting questions that people have been actually texting me today that we're going to ask the chief, and we're going to hear a little bit about him and what he's going to bring to the town of Prescott Valley. So just stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. And just so everyone's listening, I am not Marnie Yule. I am Kel Palaguta, the mayor of Prescott Valley, and we are at Talk of the Town on Tuesday. So I'm here in studio with the chief of police, Steve Roser. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, so chief, we're going to get right into it. The listeners want to know a little bit about you and what we got going on. So just kind of just tell us, who is Steve in a nutshell?
Okay. My name is Steve Roser. I came from Phoenix Police Department, where I worked for just under 30 years. I was born and raised in Lakewood, Colorado. That's what brought me to Prescott Valley. It reminds me of my younger days and home. I went in the Air Force right after a few years in college, and in 1990, I got hired on with Phoenix Police Department.
Nice. So 30 years, almost 30 years at Phoenix PD. Things are a little different here in Prescott Valley.
Yeah.
What do you think, we're going to dive right into it. What do you think the challenges of a town of our size have from a police chief point of view?
Some of the challenges that I've seen so far have just been having the right equipment in order to do our job effectively and efficiently and stuff. So I think, you know, building those relationships with other agencies around the Prescott Valley area, including the state and Prescott PD itself, Yavapai County Sheriff's Department,
right,
and other agencies will help us overcome those hurdles.
Gotcha. So down in Phoenix, I'm going to do a lot of comparisons between Phoenix and how Prescott Valley is.
Sure.
How were the relationships down in Phoenix? Were they good relationships with the surrounding agencies, or did everyone kind of stick to themselves?
They were good relationships when they needed to be and stuff.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, the Phoenix Police Department had about 2,800 police officers. So with an agency that size, you have different equipment and different sections that could overcome some of those hurdles that Prescott Valley may have in their future.
Right. Obviously, up here we have the Quad City area, like as you mentioned, Chino Valley PD, Phoenix, or Prescott PD, Sheriff's Office, Prescott Valley.
Correct.
Those relationships are pretty strong right now. We have a good working relationship, it kind of seems like. So
they are.
So that's definitely helpful. It hasn't always been like that, though. It's kind of, as time has gone on, you know, there used to be this, you know, Prescott versus Prescott Valley type of mentality, and those barriers have since been broken down, which is huge.
And I want to continue to build on those relationships regardless of what they were in the past. I want to, make sure that my counterparts,
right,
understand that we're willing to cooperate and work with them as well.
I think that's huge. And Mayor Mingarelli from Prescott and I, we often talk that we are much stronger together than we are, you know, divided or going on our own little ways. So much
that
like
is correct.
Work.
That is correct.
So, what do you think about goals? Everyone has goals. What are your goals?
Oh, my goals for myself or the police department?
Both. We're going to talk both.
Okay. My goal for the police department is to make Prescott Valley that destination city for other officers from around the valley, down in Phoenix or the Prescott Valley itself, maybe northern Arizona. I want the Prescott Valley Police Department to really bring out the professionalism and, you know, kind of draw in those officers who may be on the fence of maybe looking at another agency to go to or something along that lines. I want it to be the destination for not only our community, but our police department as well.
Right. I like that because I often say I want Prescott Valley to be a destination town in northern Arizona. I don't want people just to drive through Prescott Valley and head to Prescott. I
Correct.
Want them to come to Prescott Valley for a reason.
Yeah. And it seems like in the past, you know, when I talk to some of the friends that I've had down in the Phoenix area, that's exactly what it's been. It's, you know, people drive through on 69 and they don't even realize what Prescott Valley has to offer to the community and to employees.
And that's exactly it. People just think, oh, yeah, I kind of drove through that to go to Prescott, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to tell them, no, there's a lot more to Prescott Valley. You have to get off the highway and kind of experience what we have.
And there truly is.
And that adds a lot, just trying to get people of high caliber to come to Prescott Valley. And not saying that we don't have high caliber officers, because we do have amazing officers.
No, and that's one thing that drew me to Prescott Valley was the caliber of officers that you currently have, and I hope to just build on that in the future.
No, that's definitely huge. And I talk about relationships, and actually was just at lunch today with the Chino Valley chief, or chief of police.
Okay.
Him and I worked narcotics together.
Oh.
So that's how we kind of built that relationship, and he's kind of experiencing the same growing pains that a 10 years ago Prescott Valley used to have.
Okay.
And he's talking about the size of the police department, the building itself, and how they've outgrown it. And I just chuckle because we were there, you know, 10 years ago when our department, the size of it wasn't quite where we are now. But yet today, our building's pretty amazing, right?
It is. With the expansion of the police department itself, and then the potential for growth in the future for Prescott Valley. We're looking at the potential for growth in the police department as well.
And if anyone hasn't had a chance, or I'm sure you've noticed it over there on the corner of Scoob Boulevard and Lakeshore, you can't miss it. We added on. We probably just finished tidying up things just a couple months ago. So I don't know the size of it, but we made two stories, added it on. And it certainly helped out because it shows that we as a community are growing, and so is the police department.
Correct. And we have a meeting area that's, from my understanding, it's open to the public and to other meetings that are being provided by other departments throughout the Prescott Valley directors and departments.
That is a good point. So if you want to have like a Boy Scout meeting and you want to have this large area, you contact Parks and Rec at 759-3090 and just check the availability of that building of that portion, and you can host events there. And if you're a nonprofit, it doesn't cost anything. And if you are a for-profit group, it costs a very, very minimal amount of money to just rent it for the evening. So
very nice.
That's kind of exciting. What we talk about different things in the community that we offer. We do a Citizens Academy, but the police department also does a Community Citizens Academy for police officers, right?
That's correct. We have the a volunteer program that's very vibrant right now.
Yes.
It's extremely full, but we're always looking for other people who can bring something to the police department to assist us.
Sure.
With some of those things that we need help with. And then we have the Citizens Academy, and we also have a youth academy that we hold as
well. That's right. And the youth academy is it's just interesting. It's for people that are in their high school age kids that just want to learn a little bit more, perhaps being a police officer is in their future. They're interested about that, and they can just kind of sign up for it. We have, I think, twice a year, just along the same lines as the Citizen Academy as well. So if people are interested in wanting to know what happens behind the scenes, they can become a part of that, correct?
That's correct. We also have a cadet program at the high school. And those are things that are near and dear to my heart. I was actually a cadet. And
oh,
that's
no
how I
kidding.
Started, that's how I started in law enforcement when I was 14 years old up in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. And it's one of those programs where I just think it's important for the community and the police department to really focus in on. And
right.
That's our youth because those are our future employees and the people that we really want to draw and keep in the community.
Sure.
And one day take over the position that I'm holding.
Right. So we'll back up a little bit. Did you always want to be a police officer, or was there something else you wanted to be when you grew up?
So my father was in the military. He was in the government as well. So I always wanted to, you know, serve my country.
Right.
So going into the military was definitely a goal of mine. When he went into the federal government, he was in law enforcement as well.
Okay.
So it was kind of a combination of military and law enforcement.
Sure.
But I really started to focus in on law enforcement when I was about 14, 15 years old.
Okay. I mean, you talk to 18, 19, 20 year olds now, they don't really know what they want to do. So that's
I know
pretty good.
It's, yeah, I've got a couple sons that are, you know, in that position as well.
Sure.
It's nice to see that that at least, you know, Prescott Valley has that opportunity available to young kids they can reach out to us at the department, or they can reach out to the counselors at the high school as well, and if they're interested in those programs.
And that is good, because I've seen the younger guys and gals they help with, you know, directing traffic or just kind of giving directions at certain events, and it's just kind of good just to get out there and help out the community. We often hear there's nothing for kids to do. Well,
yes.
They can volunteer and help out that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, you spoke about Boy Scouts of America earlier. And
yes.
I know that we provided a couple awards to a couple Boy Scouts that were working on their Eagle Scout this last week at the council.
Yes, we did.
Cadets is an offshoot of the Boy Scouts of America
okay.
as well. So it's a neat program to kind of further your Boy Scout adventure. And that's to go to Boy Scouts, get your Eagle Scout, and then become a cadet with the police department and maybe look at a future in law enforcement.
No, and that's awesome. And you bring up the Boy Scouts. And I can't say enough about these two guys that they took it upon themselves. They got with Parks and Rec, and they decided to work on our dog park. And they helped coordinate it. They were out there volunteering. And that's what we need more of. Get away from video games, get away from the computer and television, and just go out and make a difference in Prescott Valley.
That's correct. The weather out here is perfect, and we're always looking for opportunities for young men and women to come and be a significant part to the to the community and help our police departments, help other departments throughout the Prescott Valley area.
No, absolutely. I cannot say that enough. We just got to just give it a try and not be afraid to do something different.
Correct.
And not be afraid to be told, hey, that's not cool or it is cool. I mean, I think it's cool, but they might get some resistance from their friends or something like that.
So do I. I think it's great.
So what do you think? We talked about the relationships, and you and I have talked off air before about Alianza.
Yes.
And the relationship we have with our Hispanic community. What can you kind of add to that and the importance of that?
So it's very important. The Hispanic community in Prescott Valley is very vibrant. I think that it's important for us who are not Hispanic to, you know, wrap our arms around them and make them feel comfortable in a community as well.
Absolutely.
They help the wheels of Prescott Valley turn just as much as anybody else in the community. And it's important for us to make them feel very welcome.
No, I can't agree with you anymore on how important everyone contributes a portion to the community to make it vibrant and healthy. And Hispanic, we have a large population in Prescott Valley. So for getting the police department to be able to reach out, because historically the trust may not have been there.
True.
And, which is natural and just human relations on who you can trust and who you can't trust. But the Prescott Valley Police Department has done a great deal of work of breaking those boundaries down and getting involvement and getting people to ask questions and just be involved.
Correct.
And it's so huge.
Yeah, I think that, plenty of our officers really make a concerted effort to go out and touch those people, you know, personally and professionally to kind of make them feel very trusted of, you know, and trust the police officers in our area.
No, absolutely. And I'm going to give a shout out to Officer Gabe. He goes out there and he is a machine when it comes to just interacting with the public. And whether you are 4 years old or you are 94 years old, he does an amazing job. So I just want to just let you know, Chief, that I just see him and I hear it from other citizens about how great he is interacting with them.
Well, and I will say that when I was testing for this position, I had the opportunity to ride around with Gabe.
Oh, nice.
And I would reiterate what you just said. He's a fascinating individual.
Yes.
He made an effort to take me into those Hispanic resident locations and stuff and show me around there. I was very taken back by his enthusiasm and his professionalism as well. He's a great officer.
And we're gonna take a break real quick. We're gonna get back. And we're gonna ask some more questions with the chief of police from Prescott Valley. Just stay tuned, okay? So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. Think a hot link sausage hoagie with peppers and onions, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, hot Italian sausage served over rotini with PBC's specialty spinach pesto, and jambalaya with andouille shrimp over hot right rice. A different entree each week of the month. At only $13.99, you can enjoy all four. Stop in any time for a great meal and great beer. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery for over a quarter of a century.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hey, once again, it's still Kel Palguda, Mayor of Prescott Valley. We're here with Steve Roser, the newest Prescott Valley Police Chief, and we're just kind of asking some questions about his history, what he's got going on, what he's expecting from Prescott Valley, just basically anything else we got. Earlier I mentioned some people messaged me some questions. They kind of knew that I was talking to you. Usually some of the listeners know that my wife usually listens to the show, and she'll sometimes shoot a text over and ask questions. She's out of town right now. But the question I had was, people were interested in, obviously, online marketplaces is something big where you basically, like Craigslist or Facebook, and you have to meet somewhere and sell them something.
Yes.
And this person, actually, I believe it or not, I had three people ask me this in the past week. They said that some communities have a safe location in their town where it's like a meetup location. And at that place, it's usually at a police department, and it's usually somewhere that's well lit and might have a camera on it or something like that. And they actually sent me a little sign that it shows, hey, this is an online, you know, meeting location. It's a safe, secure location. It's being monitored, or whatever the verbiage is. How much of a demand do you think that is? Or is that something that the town of Prescott Valley could look into, or just really takes a parking place, a sign, and we already have the cameras? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great idea. I really do. I know that Quick Trips, QTs down in the valley, used to have a safe location for people as well. It's a well-lit location.
Sure.
It's very visible to other people that are coming and going. The police department, I think, maybe in the parking lot right out front of the police department would be a great place for a safe place for the community. I do know that people who buy and sell are always leery of who they're keeping in contact with, and it's important for, you know, it's part of our daily commerce is what it is.
Exactly.
And we need to really kind of pay attention to that, because the last thing that we want is for people to be, you know, robbed or have their items stolen.
No, so absolutely.
If they feel more comfortable, then it should be something that we should look into as a town as well.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And actually, when they started thinking, it was something I took for granted. I never thought about that, because that wasn't something I've really ever done. And sure, it wasn't something that 15 years ago in police work we would have ever had to worry about.
Sure.
But now it is such commonplace where people are either buying tickets or, I mean, buying anything, and they're looking for a place to meet. And I know that Casey, our IT guy, has just revamped our camera system throughout both the police department, outside Civic Center area, as well as inside. And I know that he has mentioned that it's easily within doable possibility of setting it up and just getting a sign. So it's something
as long as the camera system is recorded. I'm not familiar if it's recorded at this point.
And it is.
I'll talk to Casey about it. Okay, if it is, that's great. Then the only other thing that we'd have to worry about is just the monitoring of that. But if something does occur, then our detectives, who are great detectives, would have at least another resource or another tool that they'd be able to view and look at for any possible leads or potential suspects.
Exactly. And I think for the most part, people would just feel comfortable just meeting at a police department.
I think so too.
And knowing that we are welcoming that, hey, yeah, absolutely, come to the police department. That's where we encourage you to be and utilize our parking lot.
Yeah, and if you come around the police department, you often see patrol cars out front.
Exactly.
You'll see the officers coming and going from the gates, which is right there at the main entrance of the police department as well.
So, heck, you might even see a canine or two training out in the grass.
Absolutely.
So I think that's definitely something, and that's what I encourage. I encourage people, I would tell people, hey, every voice heard. I want to hear what other people think or what their experiences are. And one person was, hey, I'm from Utah. This is what they do in Utah. And hey, that might actually work here in Prescott Valley. So
that's a great program. I would encourage that individual to contact our police department, and maybe we can talk to some of our CSO officers, the crime scene officers, and see if we can maybe develop some sort of program along that lines as well.
So we also often hear about speeders and being our streets being safe and things like that. What can you tell the listeners about what the Prescott Valley Police Department, what we're trying to do to make our streets safe?
Well, we currently have one speed trailer. I'm going to go to council and yourself, Mayor, and ask for funding for two other speed trailers in the near future, because I think it's important that we, the general public, understand that what speed they're actually going at. I know that
Absolutely.
Those speed trailers do end up deterring potential violators of our Arizona revised statute.
Yes.
I know that our officers are out there diligently looking for speeders and traffic violators, and we're not taking it lightly to any extent.
Excellent.
The other day we had a traffic accident where a bicyclist and a vehicle were involved, and I was contacted by some citizens from Prescott Valley, and I spoke to them about what we're doing as a town to kind of rectify that situation. So my concern is making sure that our officers are out there and that they're keeping active in the traffic atmosphere, and that they're actually visibly looking for
right.
those violators of those laws, and they're either warning them or they're citing them if need be.
No, that's awesome. And I think, I mean, traffic safety, just that's how visitors judge our community a lot.
Correct.
On how the safety we have. Do we have drivers that are just reckless and aggressive drivers happening, or is it kind of a controlled, orderly fashion? So that's important. And the speed trailers, I cannot say enough about speed trailers, because the community really needs that. They need that feedback, where even on a side street, people might not realize how fast they're actually going in a community, and those speed trailers certainly help us for that.
And on that note, we also just recently received, I believe, four new radar guns
yes.
from the Department of Highway Safety down in Phoenix, which have rolled out with our officers as well. So we are actively, you know, looking for those violators.
And that's a good point. Yes, the Governor's Office of Highway Safety gave us a grant. We were able to go out, purchase some new radars. And I know, Chief, I'm sure you know the history. We used to have a photo radar in Prescott Valley.
Yes, you did.
And those were interesting times back then, where we would have them mainly on Glassford Hill and then on the highway coming into Prescott Valley. So in a way, looking back, it was almost like if you were speeding into our town, it was like a big welcome. You just got a ticket. And thank goodness they went away, because a lot of people kind of frowned on those. But what are your thoughts on that photo radar? What?
You know, I think that it's another one of those things where it's a love-hate relationship.
Right.
You love to see it because it does deter,
of course,
some of those traffic maneuvers that we often see out there. But it does become cumbersome sometimes, and I can see why the state had kind of pushed away from some of those. I know that down in the valley we still have red light and some speed cameras, but they're not on the highways themselves.
Gotcha.
They're on the smaller thoroughfares.
They were, it definitely was a love-hate relationship.
Yes.
But it actually, at the end of the day, it really worked in reducing accidents. But
yes.
At what cost? So
exactly.
That's interesting. We're finishing up with our time with the chief, and one last question. With the budget coming up, Chief, do you think the answer is more officers? Do you just try to tweak with what you got? What's the solution to things? And I don't think there's a wrong answer to this.
Well, I'm always going to ask for more officers.
Of course,
that's
you
just
are.
The nature of it. But the reality is, I think that you have a good core group of officers that just need to be directed in the right fashion.
Nice.
They are hardworking officers, as you can see. I think you get the daily reports on what they do day in and day out. What I would like to see is just a more fine-tuning of their duties and responsibilities. Yeah. And then if it does come someday in the future that we have to ask for more officers because of the population growth,
sure,
or because of certain aspects that are occurring in the town itself, then that's something that I'll have to visit with the council and my boss.
No, I like it. And I know we are, I think we're 11th or 12th safest community in all of Arizona. I think a good goal would try to be to push to number one. I mean,
absolutely.
It doesn't hurt, right? I mean,
no, it doesn't hurt to be the best and the most professional law enforcement agency in the northern area of Arizona, if not the state. And then to push for that safest city would be incredible as well. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. We talk about goals, and why not aim for the stars when it comes to that?
Absolutely.
So anything else you want to finish up? We got about 30 seconds before our break.
You know, I just want to say that I'm very honored to come to Prescott Valley. It's always been a goal of mine to be a chief. When I discovered that Prescott Valley came open, it just seemed to be the natural fit.
Nice.
My wife and I really like this area. We've often visited up here, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, building on the police department, building on the community, and just helping and trying to do what I can do as the chief.
And that's awesome. I know all the citizens I talk to that have interacted with you just love the heck out of you, and they think
good.
You're a great person, and they're excited about what you can bring to Prescott Valley, and I'm excited because I know you're going to do amazing things.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, Chief, thanks for coming in. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. Think a hot link sausage hoagie with peppers and onions, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, hot Italian sausage served over rotini with PBC's specialty spinach pesto, and jambalaya with andouille shrimp over hot white rice. A different entree each week of the month. At only $13.99, you can enjoy all four. Stop in any time for a great meal and great beer. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery for over a quarter of a century.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. At a National Transportation Safety Board hearing, investigators detailed the cause of last year's fatal accident in Tempe between an Uber self-driving vehicle and a woman pushing a bicycle across a Tempe street. NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt addressed the reason for the hearing.
I'd like to offer our sincerest condolences to the families and friends of that lady who lost her life. Our entire purpose for being here is to learn from tragic events like this so that they can be prevented in the future.
Investigators detailed 19 findings in the fatal crash, and the board adopted 6 new safety regulations as a result. Summer stayed late, but winter arrived early, chilling to a rainy, windy low near 42 late tonight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with a 10 a.m. high tomorrow near 48, dropping to a Wednesday afternoon high of only 39, with cold, blustery late Wednesday night storms with very light snow, chilling Thursday's high to 42, clearing Friday and warming to a mostly sunny 46. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, storms starting today, staying through late Thursday night, a very wet and windy low near 46 after bedtime tonight, a very cold, wet, and blustery high near 41 tomorrow, a rainy 44 Thursday, warming Friday to a mostly sunny 55. Make sure to drive with your headlights on during the rain so other motorists can see you. Your KQ&A News and Weather This Hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
All right, one last time, folks. It's Kel Palguda. I'm the mayor of Prescott Valley, and we're here at Talk of the Town. And right now, we just got done talking to the chief of police, Steve Roser, and we have the lovely ladies of Parks and Rec here to talk about what we got going on. Welcome.
Thank you.
I just want to let the listeners know who we're talking to.
My name is Marissa, and I'm the athletic coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley.
And I'm Isabella, and I'm the arts and culture coordinator for the town.
Two very, very, very important positions. The citizens love what you ladies do. And let's hear a little bit about what we got going on.
Well, I'll start us off with some athletic news, and we wrapped fall softball, so now we are moving on. Winter volleyball is our next our next sport that we have that's going to start in January, go through March. Registration is open currently. We are filling up. Registration will be open until December 20th, but the sooner you sign up, the better.
So where did we play at? Where are the games
Glassford
at?
Hill Middle School, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Tuesday nights, we have co-ed, I am A and B division. Wednesday nights, we have women A and B division. Thursdays, we have a women's A division. There was such a big demand for women's A. And then Thursday, we also have a men's A.
So what if someone doesn't have a team? Or do we have like a free agency? Can you go on a list? How does that work?
We do. We keep a list. You can contact us at Parks and Recreation. Just tell them you're interested in being on our list. And what happens is once everybody's registered, I'll send it out to all the managers, let them know this person wants a team. And based on what they need, they may or may not reach out.
Sure. And then like a team could, like if they're short a couple players, they could always reach out and be like, hey, can this person play? Or is that how it works?
Absolutely. You could show up to the gym. Come playoffs, we do have to have people on rosters.
Of course.
We do finalize towards the end. But if you show up to the gym and kind of shark a team, I don't think anybody'd be opposed to it.
No, so it's all about there, just going out there having fun?
Totally. We like to put a big emphasis on recreation. We have a lot of fun out there. Like I said, we have multiple divisions, men, women. And co-ed, so it's a lot of fun.
And you mentioned briefly that we just wrapped up softball,
mm-hmm.
and that's a big it's a big thing. You go down to Mountain Valley Park during the middle of the week. Like it's a legit league, and for next year when it opens up in the spring. Correct?
Yeah, so our next softball season will be spring, which will be begins in May.
Begins in May.
Ends in May.
Ends in May.
Oh my goodness!
It ends in May.
Yes. Thank you.
It ends in May.
Yeah, it'll start probably late March, early April.
Yeah, so basically around the same time as Little League baseball, you start seeing signups for Little League baseball. We have adult men's softball and women's
co-ed
softball.
Yeah, co-ed also.
Co-ed as well. Yeah. No all girls team, right? It's either co-ed or men's.
Co-ed or men's for softball. Yeah, we don't have enough all female teams. So if females are interested, though, start calling, let us know, and we will try to make it happen.
Yeah, it's just something to start thinking about. It's never too early to start thinking about what's coming up. Yeah. So, all right, what else we got, ladies?
So we also just wanted to chat about our Festival of Lights.
Yes.
That's coming up on December 6th. So that's a Friday. That's put on by the Chamber, but mm-hmm. we also participate by showcasing our Create-A-Tree in the library. That's the opening night for Create-A-Tree. Okay. So basically, if you come to the Civic Center, around 4:30 is kind of when things are going to start going.
Okay.
So the best way to kind of do it is come around 4:30, come to the library, walk through and see all of our trees from Create-A-Tree. And you can vote on your favorite tree. We have a public vote on the best tree every year. And then head over to the Festival of Lights Parade.
Yes.
That's going to start around 5. We also have...
we do lighting the Civic Center at that time,
lighting
right?
Lighting at the Civic Center.
I think that starts it and then the parade or vice versa, one or the other. Something
happens. I think you're right. Yeah, so lighting, the lights will come on. And then we have the wonderful parade come through.
Yes.
And then after the parade, we're offering pictures with Santa for free in the Civic Center.
Inside the Civic Center.
Yeah, so third floor of the Civic Center, pictures with Santa. We're doing up the decorations big this year for Santa.
Nice.
And it's going to be free for everyone who comes through. So that's 6:30 to 8.
6:38. And is there no point in me just getting in line, just type of thing, and just...
Totally. Hop in line.
You can take your own pictures. We also have photographers there, and they'll put all the pictures online, and you can grab them from there.
Totally free.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And in the line, while you're waiting, because there is probably going to be a little bit of a line, we're going to have the activities for the kids while they're waiting for Santa. So it's really an all-evening kind of event, 4:30 to 8. There's tons of things for everyone to do.
That's great. I just got back yesterday. I was up in Williams for the North Pole Express.
Oh, you did it already.
So we did the train, and it was I was limited on the days that I could actually go. I mean, it books up pretty fast.
It does,
So last year we were in December, and it actually snowed on the way back from the after we saw Santa on the way back while we were on the train.
Winter Wonderland.
It truly just started snowing, so it was pretty awesome. But that's a great event, and I encourage people to come out here to what we have going on with our Santa Claus.
Yes, it's really a wonderful event. Everywhere from the library having the Create-A-Tree. all of the lights going up at the Civic Center campus, which is just amazing. They're putting
that
them up
alone,
right now.
Like, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, just walking around the campus outside.
It's wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
It's gorgeous. Even now without the lights lit, you can see how pretty it is. They have lights everywhere. Every nook and cranny will be lit up.
Truly. Yes. Like, our people have been working on, I mean, they've been doing an amazing job. Every single day, there's a team out there of basically Santa's elves hanging lights from the top of near my office. There's lights all the way down. Everywhere you can go. I saw them putting up, just when I thought there was just enough, like they were done, they are still putting up lights.
Yeah, they will be like right up until, I mean, it's, and there's going to be caroling, there's going to be hot chocolate. So it's just a really great event for the whole family.
Yeah,
bundle
time.
Up, come out and enjoy the entire evening.
No, that sounds
that's
sounds
Friday,
awesome.
December 6th.
Friday, December 6th, starting over at the library. And kind of just work your way. And if you can't make it to the library, that's okay, though, because you can vote
all December long. If you can't make it to the library, if you can just make it to the lighting and up for pictures with Santa, that's totally fine. Still come into the library throughout the entire month of December to see all of our wonderful creative trees. We have 35 trees going in, and the applications are closed. But I will say, for anyone who is lingering and forgot to apply, I have 5 spots open for late applicants.
Ooh, nice.
Now that I say that, I'm sure they'll be filled up pretty quickly.
Sure.
But I do have 5 non-electrical spots open for some late applicants that we kind of held aside.
Just in case.
And so just in case anyone's out there and still going, oh, shoot, I forgot about that create-a-tree, you can still go ahead and submit your application to Parks and Recreation or email me directly. It's ICHEWNING@pvaz.net.
Or call 759-3090.
Exactly.
And just let them know, hey, this is what I'm trying to do.
Yes, no problem.
All right. Do we have anything else we got going on right now?
So that's it for the holidays, but it's going to sneak up on us pretty quickly, our Polar Bear Splash event.
So let's talk about that. Let's just let the listeners know what that is.
So Polar Bear Splash is a super fun event that we do the first Saturday in January. So that's going to be January 4th in 2020, not this year, but next year.
Right.
January 4th, 2020, it's 10 a.m. to noon, and basically we have everyone come out to Mountain Valley Splash Pool, and it's going to be cold, but we have people dare to jump into the pool, the icy pool.
Yes.
Last year we had,
75
jumpers.
People.
We're hoping for more every year. It's a free event.
Yeah.
We have a free pancake breakfast.
Pancake breakfast from IHOP, I think it was.
Yep. IHOP pancake breakfast. We have activities for the kids, prizes that we give out all day.
Nice.
It's super fun.
And one thing that people might not know is my earlier guest, Steve Roser, the chief of police, maybe participating this year in the Polar Bear Express. So that's exciting. He is advised that he might have a few other officers up his sleeve that
really?
Are joining him as well. So
in case they don't know, there is also the Ice Princess contest.
Mayor, do you know about that?
No, I am not sure what the Ice Princess is.
Only the hairiest men may apply.
Oh, that is definitely... Definitely interesting requirement for that.
You win a crown.
You win a crown.
And a sash.
Nice.
Hairiest man contest.
Well,
right. Prettiest
or
princess.
Ice princess contest.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. I will be participating in the...
You're going to be jumping?
Polar Bear jump.
Splash. Yes.
Yeah, I will be doing that.
Awesome.
And the reason being is I've also invited the mayor of Prescott, Mangarelli, advised that he was going to be checking his schedule, and he may be making an appearance as well.
He better make an appearance in the pool if he does.
So if you're listening, Greg, make sure you're all warmed up and ready to go.
He can't just come to watch.
You can't be coming to watch.
No,
you better be coming to participate.
Yeah, we will have coffee and hot chocolate for after.
Don't be scared.
Yes.
He needs to out and represent for Prescott. Of course, if Prescott had a pool and they were doing it, I would extend the invitation. I would go over there. So Greg is required, I think, somewhere in his contract to come to Prescott Valley. So that's exciting. So once we're doing I know we talked a little bit about different events that they have at the Civic Center that we do, like different classes and things like that. And I just want to just let people know Those of you that don't know, that I am participating in Dancing for the Stars.
Yes, that's exciting.
So it's exciting. It's also terrifying.
How's it going?
It's going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm working on it. I have two choreographers. So Trey and Jen, if you're listening, thanks for all that you do. And my dancing partner is Jamie, and she's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been utilizing the dance room.
Our activity room, which
is amazing. And for those of you that haven't been there and haven't even noticed it, it's on the third floor, mm-hmm. and you can reserve it. They also have classes there as well, but you can reserve it for whatever purposes you may have. And it's truly like a dance studio.
It's
got mirrors. It's mm-hmm. got a good floor.
I know in the past people practicing for like their first dance at their wedding have reserved it.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Something you can do in there, get a little private time with your own music and figure that out. So yeah, all sorts of different uses for
That's a great use of it, because let's face it, not like everyone has like a dance room available at their home or
I don't.
No, you don't have one over there.
No, I haven't built that yet.
Haven't added that part onto the to the house.
We actually do. We just brought on a brand new dance instructor as well. His name's Hector Rivera, and he's awesome, and he's going to be teaching our kids dance classes, but we're also looking into him teaching adult dance classes.
Nice.
We're looking into salsa, adult ballet, ballroom, so maybe something for you, Mayor.
No. Let me tell you, I need instruction on all types of dance. You name it, I need it. So that's interesting. And again, they can contact Parks and Rec, 759-3090.
Yep.
Check the availability, or maybe even get a schedule emailed over to them.
You can also go online, so pvaz.net, and go on the parks under classes.
Perfect.
So you're going to click on parks, and you're going to go to classes, and you'll see all of our classes that we offer.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, ladies. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Cal Palguda, Mayor of Prescott Valley, and I am here with the ladies from Parks and Rec, and we're just kind of wrapping up what we got coming up for the next couple months. So thanks for listening this month with us. So ladies, let's just recap for the listeners, if they were late coming on, what we got going on.
Yeah, quick recap. Don't forget to sign up for winter volleyball if you're interested. We will start playing in January through March. Registration's open now through December 20th. You can check out all the different divisions and when they play if you go to pvaz.net/parks. Click on our sports leagues, and you can click on adult sports, and you should be able to find it there. Again, that's pvaz.net/parks.
So, like, what are the ages for that? I
15
really
and up. That's 15, a good question.
So 15-year-old.
Yeah,
thing.
15 through 18, we do have to have a parent sign a waiver, but 15 and up.
Okay, no, that's great.
Great question.
What else we got?
So just make sure that everyone comes out to that Festival of Lights,
yes.
The holiday lights opening. We have Create a Tree going on that night. We have the lights coming on at the Civic Center campus. We have the Holiday Festival of Lights parade. We have hot chocolate.
Nice.
We have the mayor going to be there. There are so many activities to do.
It's going
to
be just a winter wonderland in Prescott Valley. So.
It's a family event, super fun. And then also just keep in mind that we always have wonderful classes going on with Parks and Recreation, everything from fitness classes to clay building classes for people from 3 years old all the way on up. So shoot us an email at parks@pvaz.net or go on the website, like Marissa said, pvaz.net/parks. Yes.
No, there's a ton of information on there. So that's
so much, yeah.
No, that's great. And I appreciate you guys coming in every month kind of giving these updates. It's so so important for people to be able to hear that.
Yeah, so. We always have great stuff going on. And also, if you ever want to get involved on the other end of things, we can definitely get you guys involved. Come in and see us on the third floor of the Civic Center.
All right, everyone. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. I will see you next month. Have a great month and enjoy the weather and be safe out there.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.